and verify your details at your polling station.
Zambians registered for the 2026 general election. It is time to verify your details in the Register of Voters. The inspection of the Register of Voters will be conducted from the 2nd to the 8th of March 2026. The Electoral Commission of Zambia announces that the physical inspection of the provisional Register of Voters will take place at all polling stations across the country alongside the electronic inspection. Voters who wish to correct or update their details will be referred to the nearest registration center. Please note that there will be no new voter registration during this period. Inspection is also available via the ECZ website and USSD code *214#. You can also download the ECZ mobile app from Google Play Store. Registered voters inspecting the register must carry a green national registration card, NRC, and a voter's card for the registered voters and the sworn-in affidavit for the removal of deceased voters. It is your right. It is your vote. This message is brought to you by the Electoral Commission of Zambia.
Some voice news, the global link.
Energy expert urges Zambia to accelerate oil exploration amid Gulf tensions. Government says no extension for voter verification exercise. And families of Kenyans fighting for Russia and Ukraine petition parliament. Good evening. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Energy expert Johnston Chikwanda has called on governments to accelerate oil exploration across the country, saying that tensions in the Gulf region are a reminder of the need for long-term energy security. Dr. Chikwanda said Zambia has delayed efforts to explore and develop its own petroleum resources for too long, warning that global conflicts affecting oil-producing regions could disrupt supply chains and negatively impact the country's fuel sector. Speaking when he featured on Christian's Voice chatback program in Lusaka today, Dr. Chikwanda said the ongoing tensions involving Iran further highlight the importance of Zambia seeking alternative markets and strengthening its petroleum supply strategies. He noted that in the long term, the country must seriously consider investing in oil exploration and diversifying its fuel supply sources to safeguard the economy from external shocks. Meanwhile, Dr. Chikwanda expressed concern over the 19-day fuel import cover announced by government, saying the reserve period may not be adequate in the event of supply disruptions. He explained that delays in fuel shipments could quickly erode the available stock, warning that such a short cover period could create uncertainty in the market. Dr. Chikwanda added that the situation requires the country to look at the bigger picture and develop strategies that ensure sustainable and reliable access to petroleum products.
It's the issue of integrating biofuels. We've been talking about this for too long. It's now more than 10 years of just one and the same thing. We still don't have a biofuels policy. Biofuel can integrate about 20% plus to our fuel requirements, meaning that the import bill can come down by about 20%, meaning your vulnerability is reducing. That can come up. You use things like this. When there is a crisis like this, this will force migration. This now forced migration, because on your own, you are delaying, you have not been doing the things that you are supposed to be doing, as a country. Mm. Just like on the electricity.
President Hakainde Hichilema has called on the youths to embrace every opportunity given to them in the country. Speaking during the 2026 Youth Indaba at Mulungushi International Conference Center in Lusaka today, under the theme Arise and Sow, President Hichilema acknowledged the role that the youth play in the development of the country, hence the more reason government has taken a deliberate step to invest in the youth through free education and entrepreneurial skills. President Hichilema says the theme Arise and Sow is timely, reminding the youth to recognize the importance of their role in hard work to develop the country. The head of state said that the theme calls for hard work and discipline among the youth and accept every opportunity offered to them, such as development skills and innovation. I'm reminding the youths of the importance of working hard in their young age as they are the drive of the economy, emphasizing the importance of youths investing in meaningful development, said President Hichilema. Meanwhile, President Hichilema has assured the people of Zambia, especially the youth, that his government will deliver meaningful development for having entrusted him with leadership in 2021. He appreciated the youths for having turned out in numbers to cast a vote for the UPND, recognizing that without the youths he would have never been elected as president. The president has since called on the youths to arise and sow today and not tomorrow, saying with confidence and less complaints everything is possible. Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwimbu has announced that the ongoing voter registration verification exercise will not be extended beyond the March 8, 2026 deadline. Mr. Mwimbu says government has a fixed electoral calendar leading up to the 2026 general election, making it difficult to extend the verification period. Speaking in the National Assembly today after delivering a ministerial statement on the exercise, Mr. Mwimbu said prolonging the exercise could disrupt other key activities scheduled ahead of the polls. He therefore urged all eligible citizens to take advantage of the remaining time to verify their details. There is a kind of events ahead of the general election and extending the verification process might disturb other events. Therefore, all eligible citizens are encouraged to ensure they verify their details within the stipulated time, said Mr. Mwimbu. He was responding to a question from Kwacha Member of Parliament, Charles Mulenga, who sought to know whether the exercise would be extended in view of a low turnout. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwimbu has clarified that the ongoing delimitation process will not affect ward boundaries or polling stations. He explained that voters who still cast their ballots at their designated polling stations despite the delimitation exercise.
The nation that we are not going to extend the exercise. You may note that we have a calendar of events before the general elections on the 13th of August 2026. We will not want any change that will affect the calendar preceding the elections, Madam Speaker.
The Zambia Congress of Trade Union, ZCTU, has called on government to impose stiffer penalties on private companies that fail to comply with labor laws and continue exploiting workers. ZCTU President Blake Mulala says many workers in the private sector are subjected to harsh working conditions, including long working hours without adequate compensation, poor workplace environments and insufficient rest days. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mulala described the situation as exploitative and urged authorities to take decisive action to protect workers. He said if compliance levels among companies do not improve, government should immediately increase penalty fees or consider suspending offending firms. Mr. Mulala also cautioned employers engaged in unfair labor practices to comply with the country's labor laws and respect the rights and dignity of workers. He further appealed to employers who favor expatriates with higher salaries despite the availability of qualified local workers to exercise patriotism and prioritize employing Zambians.
We have a lot of expatriates in our country who are doing works which are supposed to be done by Zambians. Our message to them is that your days are numbered. To the investors, the Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, we want to affirm our collaboration working with all well-meaningful employers. But to those who want to undermine the workers and those who undermine the union leadership in some other cases, we want to tell them that it will not be always be business. We shall declare war on them if they are not going to come to the table and do the necessary things.
In African news, families of young men duped into fighting for Russia on the front line of its war in Ukraine took to the streets of the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, on Thursday. Holding up photos of their sons, some of whom are wounded or missing, they demanded the government help bring them home. Chanting slogans including "Bring back our sons," they also called on Parliament to ban the recruitment of Kenyans for Moscow's war. Coming up shortly, four arrested on suspicion of assisting Iran's intelligence service. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
war against HIV and AIDS, everybody should